ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Fiji authorities have acknowledged that some dogs may have to be put down as part of its campaign to rid the country of stray dogs, especially those that could be dangerous. But the mother of the young girl who was this month attacked by a pack of dogs, which instigated the quick action by government authorities, says that was never her intention and she's urging authorities not to. They, however, claim that euthanising isn't their first option. Instead, they're working with animal welfare groups to de-sex the countless dogs roaming Fiji streets. Lydia Whippy's two-year-old daughter is on the mend.
And she had all her stitches removed. She's healing fine. When we took her home the first 2 days, she was a bit too scared to go on the grass, but now she's fine playing outside now. So I think she's recovering from it mentally as well.
It's nearly 2 weeks since she was attacked by a pack of dogs that entered the family's compound in the town of Nandi. Lydia reported the incident to police. Local media picked up the story and the country's prime minister himself ordered action.
I think before that, like, people probably didn't know what to do. Like, they just saw it as probably a normal thing, like a dog bites you, just go to the hospital and then you get treated and go home. Like, no one ever thought that you could actually report it, do something about it. And that's what I did. Like, I spoke up about it.
Vets from the Agriculture Ministry are now working with animal welfare groups on an 8-week program to rid Fiji of its stray dog problem. Dozens of dogs have already been caught and de-sexed, but authorities admit they may be forced to put some dogs down. That shocked mother Lydia Whippy.
It does sadden me that some of the ones that won't be suitable for rehoming, they'll be euthanized or put down. So that does sadden me quite a bit. Like, I didn't want it to go that far, like where some of the dogs will be put down.
Casey Quimby is with the group Animals Fiji, who are working with the government authorities on the program.
I can't comment on their exact criteria because that's up to the Ministry of Agriculture and Veterinarians. It is pretty stock standard in all trapped neuter releases. If you have a severely injured or chronically ill animal that is trapped and captured, that is humanely euthanized.
PASH Fiji is also part of the program. That's the Pacific Animal Shelter and Hospital. Lynn Scott is trustee of that and a veterinary nurse who's lived in Fiji for 15 years.
Obviously, it's not an ideal situation. As far as no kill shelters go, ideally what we need is a lot of education in the community. We need people to take responsibility of ownership. Ideally, in a perfect world, it would be better to have a look or to really take a full-on step towards the trap neuter and release, because it really, taking animals off the street and having them not claimed and then euthanizing them doesn't actually solve the problem long term. All that's going to happen is that other stray animals in an area will congregate to the same area they've just taken animals from, because more often than not, there's usually a waste food source available, and that's why they congregate there. So all that's going to happen is others are just going to come in and replace them. So whereas if there was a group of animals that were de-sexed already, not able to reproduce, eventually, if the community can find alternative ways to dispose of their food waste, those stray animals would decrease over time. But that has to be done with enforcement and the legislation.
And so in your opinion, we're clearly seeing action be instigated in reaction to the attack on that young girl. Do you think it's a knee-jerk approach, or is it something that could be sustainable? Are you worried that there'll be a lot of activity right now and that, as you say, the legislative changes, the cultural shift within the community will be forgotten rather quickly?
Well, that's what's tend to happen in the past, but hopefully now it's had much more, you know, publicity in the media, more people are talking about it. We've got more animal welfare organisations in Fiji now than we've ever had. We've also got vets that are coming out of Fiji National University who will have the skills to de-sex. So hopefully we can keep the ball rolling.
That is Lynn Scott. She's a trustee of the Pacific Animal Shelter and Hospital in Fiji.